सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शांति शांति शांति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुर्देव परम ब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। समस्त जन कल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्। ओम श्री नारदाय नमो नमः।
सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग मुख्य भक्ति महिमा। महिमा मीन्स द ग्लोरी ऑफ सुप्रीम डिवोशन। पराभक्ति, पराभक्ति। सो देर इज वन अपराभक्ति विच इज कॉल्ड गौणी भक्ति एंड देर इज वन पराभक्ति। सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग द महिमा। महिमा मीन्स ग्लोरी, ग्लोरी ऑफ पराभक्ति। सो व्हाट इज द ग्लोरी? भक्ता एकांतिनो मुख्या। A bhakt which has got a single-pointed goal, a bhakt who has got one single-pointed goal is mukhya, is the best. One paramatma is goal. That is the best bhakt. And what were his characteristics? So it is said some sattvic emotions we find. Normally it is seen sattvic emotions. What are those? Kantha varodha. Throat is choked. Then romancha. Horripilation, asrubhi, tears, parasparam lapmana. Parasparam lapmana means whenever they meet with other bhakta, so they talk about bhakti only, bhagwan only. They don't talk about the worldly things. Pavayanti kulani prithvimcha. And what they do, what is their job? Pavayanti kulani. They sanctify their all kul, whole family. Whole family. And prithvimcha. Prithvimcha means they sanctify Prithvi also, because all others people, the sinners, they are burden. And the bhakta lightens that burden. He makes other also bhakta. Others also bhakta. What is a tirtha? Kurvanti tirthani. He sanctifies tirtha, pilgrimage also. They sanctify others. They make it dirty, tirth sthan, they make it dirty. But bhakta or saint or sages, what they do? They sanctify the tirth sthan also. Sukarmi kurvanti karmani, and whatever action they do, they glorify that action. They glorify that action. It's not that they do something special. No, whatever they do, Bhagwan Krishna became part sarthi. So sarthi is glorified there. Satsatri kurvanti sastrani, and they lend authority to the sastra. How? Tanmaya. They live absorbed in that Lord. Tanmaya. Then what else happened? Modante pitaro nityanti devata sanatha cheyam bhu bhavati. Modante pitaro. And all his past generation. Past generation. What happened to them? They rejoice. Why they rejoice? Are such a bhakti in come my lineage? They rejoice. And nrityanti devata. Devatas, they dance. Why they dance? Because they have got no fear from bhakta. All other try to grab the position of Indra and other devatas. But bhakta, kamana rahit. Remember always, bhakta, supreme bhakta is always kamana rahit. So there is no fear to any devata. Not only that, he converts other people into bhakta also. therefore they rejoice. Sanata cheyam bhur bhavati, and they land earth. They become the spiritual savior of the earth, you know. They become spiritual savior of the earth. Nasti tesu jati vidya rupakul dhan kriyadi veda. Nasti. There is no distinction between bhakta. No distinction. Jati. Bhakta will not say, I am Brahman bhakta or I am a Sudra bhakta. No. Bhakta is a bhakta. That's all. Jati, vidya, culture. My culture is this, your culture is. No. No difference in culture. Rup. Does not matter. The form does not matter. Kula, lineage, does not matter. Kriyadi, your profession, that also doesn't matter. Adi Veda, there is no distinction. Why? Yastadiya, because they are same nature, of the same nature. Same nature means the relation of each bhakta is with the God, is the same relationship. We are all bhakta of Bhagwan Sri Krishna. So there is no difference between bhakta, because all are related to Bhagwan, same relationship. Bado navalambya. Then he said, don't enter into vain arguments. Don't argue unnecessarily. Don't argue. Why? Bahulyavakasatvat. Because of the diverse views. If you start arguing with other people, there are different views. Different views are there. And aniyatvacha. And also it is inconclusive. Argument will be inconclusive. Everybody will put what is argument, and earlier we have seen in previous class, bada, jalpa, vitanda, we all have seen. The different type of bada are there. Then bhakti sastrani maniniyani. Maniniyani, you should reflect on the bhakti sastra. So before you reflect, naturally you have to first study or listen to bhakti sastra. What are bhakti sastra? Bhagavatam, Puran, they are all bhakti sastra. So what is the source of all these bhakti sastra? Bhakti sastra source is also Veda. Madhavacharya, Ramanujacharya, they are all the bhakti acharya. But they all studied Veda only. They studied Veda and they found only bhakti there. Shankaracharya studied Veda and he found knowledge only there. See? The source is Veda only. Source is Veda only. Okay. Bhakti sastra ni maniyani tad udbodh. Tadudvot karmani karniyani. Tadudvot, whatever is said in the bhakti sar, you follow. This is where most of the people slip. Most of the people slip in this stage. Same thing is said by Shankaracharya also in Sadhana Pancham, Vedo Nityam Adhitam, Taduditam Karma Sanushtiyatam. Study Veda. Here it is said you study bhakti sastra. And whatever is said in the bhakti sastra, you do. Shankaracharya is also saying same thing. Whatever is said in bhakti, in Veda, you do. You do. We all slip there. This is the step we miss. We have to follow instruction. There we all become lax, you know. Okay. So why you are not doing? Then we saw many people give excuses. No, I am very busy. I am bogged down with this. There are a lot of sorrows. I have to do this thing. I have no time. Same thing was happening at the time of when Naradji wrote this Bhakti Shastra. He saw the same thing, people giving excuses. Why are you not following? Because this. So Naradji is addressing that also. Sutra number 77.
Try to repeat after me. I will chant very slowly. Sukha dukkha iccha.
Sukha dukkha iccha.
Labhadi tyakte kale.
Labhadi tyakte kale.
Pratikshamane.
Pratikshamane.
Chanardham api,
chanardham api,
vyartham naneyam,
vyartham naneyam.
He says, sukh dukh icha labadi tyakte kale pratikshyamane chanardham api vyartham naneyam. So Narad ji says, after studying the Shastra from the Bhakti Shastra, which are Bhagavat and Puran, after that, now do it. Now he says, you do it. But we give many excuses for not doing. So he is saying, Chanardam api vyartham na neyam. Don't waste even half moment. He is not saying even one moment. Not even a half moment. Once you have studied, you are convinced, you have done the manan, reflection, knowledge is doubtful, act on this now. Sita, act. Don't waste. Pratiksha mane, waiting, I am waiting. Waiting for what? Kali, for an appropriate time. I am waiting for an appropriate time. What is your appropriate time? Which time? Sukh, dukkha, icha, labh, adi, takte, kale. I am waiting for a perfect time. What is that perfect time according to you? When there is no sukha, where is no dukkha, no icha, and no labh, etc. I am waiting for an appropriate time when there is no sukha, dukkha. And we all know sukha and dukkha will continuously come. Desire, you can't stop it. So long the mind is there, desire will be there. So sukh, dukh, ichha, etc., all will be there. Sukh, ichha, kali. Okay. So people wait for the appropriate time and give excuses. I have told you earlier also, once we were distributing a pamphlet for Guruji's Gita, Yanyagya in Calcutta, in the lake area, morning walkers, they all come, a lot of people come there. And when I am giving that pamphlet, somebody took, while walking, he is shaking. And then after that he says, Gita, he came back and returned it to me. And he said, why, what's happened, sir? Well, this is not appropriate time for me. Do you think I am that old? See, pratichamana, they are waiting for the right time. Many people are waiting for the retirement. After retirement, I will come and study. Pratichamana. So Naraji said, don't waste even half chan, half moment, because wasted time will never come back. It will never come back. We all know. Okay, so when does the life begin? The first question comes, when our clock started ticking. Somebody will say at the time of conception. Somebody will say at the time of birth. Life starts from the birth. But the spiritual sadhana can start even in the tummy. Even the child is in womb, the sadhana can start. We know in many instances are there, we find that this has happened. And after birth also, we have got Sisu Bihar, we know. It works with the Sisus also. Sisu Bihar. But if you ask an adult, when will you start your spiritual sadhana? We have got a different understanding altogether. We will say, when our children will be settled, when my mortgage loan is all paid, after that I am free, you know, I am free. After that I will do. Naraji says, such time will never come. Don't wait to start your sadhana. You must start your sadhana right now. Gurudev gave a beautiful example. Suppose you want to take a dip in seashore, or you have gone to seashore, you want to take bathe there, you have taken your gear first class, you have got the costume, and then you have put the glass also because the salty water, it will go into the, everything is ready. And you are waiting, waiting, waiting. Why are you waiting? I am waiting so that the waves subside. When the waves will subside, at that time we'll go and take a dip in the ocean. Now tell me, will you get such time when there is no waves there in the ocean? No. We have to learn. We have to learn how to take a dip, how to bathe in ocean also. When there is a small wave, you can just jump over that. When there is a high wave, you duck inside. Let the wave pass over you. This way we have to face. Similarly, in the world also we have to do the same thing. We have to find time for that. Adjust. That is why in Bhaj Govindam also Shankaracharya says, Bhaj Govindam, Bhaj Govindam, Govindam, Bhaj Moodamate, O Mood. We all are Mood, according to Shankaracharya, Moodamate. Samprapte Sannihite Kale, when you are born, the date of death is also known. Sure, don't waste half moment also. It is coming. Sannihite Kale. So what we have to do? We have to balance our life. We have to balance our life. We have to find out time for sadhana. Okay. Like you, when you come out of your division, you know, on the highway, cars are going at high speed, 50, 60 miles per hour. So you have to know the art, how to enter that lane, is it not so? You calculate that car is coming, it is about, I think it will take 10 seconds. By this time I will go into this. You have to know the art. And you have to enter into the lane. In India, it is altogether different, you know. There is no rule. You don't have to look this side and that side. You just, the auto driver, well, he will put inside. And if you hit him, then you will be blamed. Or if you are crossing the street, you don't have to see whether the car is coming or not. You just raise your hand. That's all. As if you are a policeman. Everybody will stop. You pass. Okay. Some people say, abhi to marne ka fursat nahi hai. People say, if you tell, some people say like that, I'm so busy with my business and all that, marne ka fursat nahi hai. But Yamra says, I have got plenty of time. I have got fursati and fursat. I will come at appointed time. I will come and I will take you. Okay. So no time for sadhana. Achha. So we have to learn the time management. You see, now this is the time management you have all learned. Now you have saving lot of time. You don't have to go for shopping. It is on Instacart and all that. Everything is coming at home. So you have saved 1 hour there, going to Costco and coming back. Or you have saved another 1 hour not going to office. If some people are going to attend office in the downtown, you see, they have saved 2 hours. Now working from home. Now tell me, how many of you have saved this 2 hour, 3 hour and utilized for sadhana? See, you all will find these excuses. Let the appropriate time come. Abhi time nahi hua hai. Okay. So every day we should do our sadhana. Tad udgutam karmani karniyani. Now this sadhana is of two types, you know. Two types. Number one is the puja, japa, etc. Yoga abhyas, dhyan yoga abhyas. This is one type. And second type of sadhana is that you have to imbibe values. This is the most important part. Imbibe values in your life. Okay, so Narad ji says about those values in the next sutra.
Ahimsa satya shaucha.
Ahimsa satya shaucha.
Daya.
Daya.
Astikyadi.
Astikyadi.
Charitrani.
Charitrani.
Paripalaniyani.
Paripalaniyani. Okay. Ahimsa, satya, saucha, daya, astikyadi, charitriyani, paripalaniyani. Paripalaniyani. So we should cultivate these values. Practice them to make it virtue. The values, when practiced, they become virtue. And we all should have these virtues. So, live life according to the values. Now, the first question you will ask me, why? Why? Why should I follow values? Because ahimsa, many times we do hinsa. Satya, you know how many times 24 hours we are on satya or not. Saucha, cleanliness. I don't know how many of you have taken bath before coming to the Narad Bhakti Sutra. Saucha. Daya, compassion. Astikya, faith in the Shastra or Guru. Charitrani paripalniyani. Okay. Let me answer why should we follow values and why should we make values as virtues. Because in Bhagavad Gita it is said, Devi sampatti vimokchaya nibandhaya asurimata. Nibandhaya asurimata. In chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita, it is said, if we have got the Devi sampatti, and what is Devi sampatti? It is said there. In verse number, slok number 1, 2, 3, you will find 25, 26 values given there, that we should follow these values. Naradji is giving only specimen. 1, 2, 3, 4 he is giving. Then he says, Adi. Adi. Adi means, refer to Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16. In chapter 12 also you will find. Chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita also, Sthita Pragya Lakshan is there. So these Lakshan, these characteristics, these values we should imbibe. In other Shastra also you will find. Bhagavatam also you will find. Upanishad also you will find. Everywhere you will find these values. So first one is Ahimsa. Ahimsa is to be practiced at three levels. Kaya, Vacha, Mansa. I hope you understand Kaya at the body level, Vacha at speech level, and Mansa at the mind level. So don't hurt anybody. Kaya, Vacha, Mansa. So whether the doctor performing surgery or using knife on your body, is it Hinsa or Ahimsa? Or a robber with a knife in his hand, whether that is Hinsa or not, you all know the doctor's surgery is not Hinsa because the attitude behind is different. He wants to make you healthy or cure you. Whereas the knife in the hands of robber, he wants to harm you. So that is Hinsa. But doctor performing any surgery is Ahimsa. So not only through Kaya, Vacha, Mansa, Hinsa can be performed by other senses also, like eyes, showing big eyes, showing red eyes, that also is Hinsa. So look softly, gently. Okay. So this is to be practiced at all levels. At all levels means at all senses levels. Not only eyes, at other levels also. But how to practice Ahimsa, the first question comes. You are telling, ठीक है, अच्छा है, आप कह रहे हो, I will start from Ahimsa, no Kaya, Vacha, Mansa, or this and that. But tell me the science behind it. How can I practice? So it is said, when love comes there in heart, there is no Ahimsa. When love comes in your heart, there is no more Ahimsa. We don't have to tell a mother who loves her child to practice Ahimsa. Because mother loves her child. When the loves come, there is no Ahimsa. Then satya, truthfulness, speak truth. If you have given birth, then you must follow it. Must fulfill it. Must fulfill it. Okay. Why? Because Bhagavan Ram has also done same thing. Ragukul reet sada chali aai, pran jai par vachan na jai. Vachan na jai. Once I have given word, yes, I will do. Certainly I will do. So we find politician at the election time. Election time is coming here also in America now, in November. So different politicians will be giving you different speeches. They will do this thing, this thing, this thing. A lot of things they will say, I will do for you this season. So one politician secretary said, sir, you have said so many things that you will be doing. Will you be able to fulfill it? Politician said, I also know I will not be able to fulfill it. I know this thing. This is political speech. But that is not truth. That is not truth. Okay. So we should be truthful in our transactions and behaviors. Saucha, cleanliness, external and internal. External surroundings. Our surroundings should be clean. So bhakta surroundings should be clean.
Suppose another bhakt visits your house and he sees your sink stacked with all utensils not clean, stinking, or the room and the beds are not done. He says, hey, what are you doing? You should all this. I'm not going to come to your house again. You are not practicing saucha, cleanliness. Forget about the inside. Outside, I'm seeing all these things. Our inside, our emotions should be also, our intentions should be also pure. Okay, saucham. Daya, compassion. Not only feel sorrow of others, but do something for them. Do something. Now because of this coronavirus, we feel very sorrowful, the people who are affected. Millions of people are affected. But we can't do much. But whatever we can do, we should do. Whatever we can do, we should do. Okay, we cannot remove the sorrow of the world, whole world we can't do. Even if you can't do help with material things or with your time, at least you can pray for them. At least you can pray for the whole world. I am not a rich person. I can't support with the money. I don't have any material object also. I can't, my health does not permit go and serve people in the society. What can I do? Oh, you can do something. You can pray for to the Lord. Pray to the Lord. No, this also has come because of the consent of Lord. Nothing happens in this world without the wish of the Lord. Nothing happens. There is no accident in this world. It's all incident. All incidents. So we can pray to that Lord. Bhagwan dekho, sarve bhavantu sukhina. That's it, I am. Aim. Astikya. Astikya means faith in Shastra and faith in God. Whatever Shastra, I may not understand it now. It may so happen that when you start your sadhana in the Bhakti Shastra or in the Gyan, in Vedant, sometimes you will feel, no, this does not think, I don't think this is correct. But you must have astikya buddhi that yes, whatever Shastra is saying, it is correct. Adi means what? Adi means there are other values also, which I have told you that you can refer to chapter 16, sloka number 1, 2, 2 and 3, sutra number 79.
सर्वदा निश्चिन्तितैहि भगवान एव भजनीयः.
सो सर्वदा सर्वभावेन निश्चिन्तितैः भगवान एव भजनीय. भगवान एव, भगवान एलोन इज टू बी वर्शिप, लॉर्ड एलोन इज टू बी वर्शिप और एडोर्ड. अच्छा, नॉट ओनली भगवान, ऑल द साधना विच टेक्स अस टू भगवान ऑल्सो इज टू बी लव्ड. विद डिवोशन वी हैव टू डू द साधना. Bhagavan and the sadhana which takes us to the Bhagavan, they should be also worshipped or followed. So, Bhakti Shastra, Bhakti Sadhana, the characters of the great sages and saints, study. Okay, how long? Sarvada, always, at all times. Okay, Sarvabhavena. Sarvabhavena means wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly. Many times we do things half-heartedly. Sarvabhavena means wholeheartedly. If you don't do it wholeheartedly, what are the shortcomings? Shortcomings that the doer will not enjoy, you will not enjoy.
if you are doing your sadhana half-heartedly, you will not enjoy. That sadhana will not be perfect. Number two. Number three, for whom you are doing, he will also will not be happy. If you are doing sadhana half-heartedly, do you think Bhagavan will be happy? No. When you are doing half-heartedly, you also will not enjoy. The sadhana will also will not be perfect. And Bhagavan also will not be happy. Nischintitai, do your sadhana and work without stress and anxiety. Nischint, no stress, no worries. Chint, chinta, nischint, without chinta, without stress. Continue your sadhana, continue your sadhana. Okay, how to become nischint? Next question comes. How to become nischint? So there is a story. So in Africa, there is a tradition to check whether the child has become adult or not. Adult or not. So what they will do? They will blindfold the child, you know, patti bandenge. And they will take him to forest. They will make him sit on the stump, one stump. Whole night he will sit there. He will not be allowed to open his that patti or the cloth by which he has covered his eyes. He will not be allowed. So what he will be doing? He will be sitting, and in the dead of night what will happen? So he will be listening to different sounds of wild animals, sound of the wind, mosquitoes biting, owl howling. If he is able to pass the whole night, when the sun rises, then his blindfold, that patti, the belt or the cloth is opened. And he is declared, now you are man. Now you are man. You are adult. No more child. Then he comes to know that his father was standing behind whole night. Whole night. In the same way, Lord is with us always. Always. In Vedanta, we all know the Atma is with us always. It's not that we don't know. That is another thing. That is our agyan, ignorance. That Atman is said to be Bhagavan inside. In Bhakti Shastra, that Atman is Bhagavan. That Bhagavan is always with us. Why should I worry then? Why should I worry? He will take care of it. Okay, so what we should do? We should say, Sri Krishna Saranam Mama. I am under the protection of Lord Krishna. And have faith in that. No more worries. No more worries. Sometimes, what type of worries do we have? Sometimes during sadhana, worldly worries come. I am doing japa, but the worldly worries are coming. Or even the worldly worries are not coming, then the mind is not peaceful. Worries is not there, but the mind is not peaceful. It's not santa. Okay. Then a worry may come. I don't know, I am doing sadhana for so many years and all that, that Bhagavan will appear or not. See? Ye bhi hota hai, brother. Bhagavan aayega ki nahi? Are Bhagavan is already with you. But still we sing. Whether Bhagavan will appear or not appear. Okay. Or sometimes we curse to Bhagavan also. Whatever mind you have given to me, others are able to quieten their mind. I am not able to quieten my mind. What is this? Okay. We worry. Naraji says, don't worry. Or be anxious in your spiritual sadhana. Don't worry. Acha? Don't worry. Okay. Forget about all your problems while you are doing your sadhana. So what we have to do? Bole, you do only sarvada sarvabhavena nischintitai Bhagavan eva bhajaniya. You nischint rupta, you do your bhajan, you worship Lord. You worship Lord. Okay. So when we do this way, what will happen?
Next sutra.
Sakirtyamanah
Shigram eva
Avir bhavati Anubhavayati cha bhaktan
Sakirtyamana, when we pray this way, adore this way, worship him this way, or invoke Lord in this way, Sakirtyamana, when we do our sadhana, then sa bhagwan shigram ev abir bhavati. Sa bhagwan, that bhagwan. Which bhagwan? Sitting inside you. That bhagwan abir bhavati, he reveals. He manifests. In whatever form you want, he will come in that form. Abir bhavati. Next doubt comes in our mind. Immediately doubt comes. How will I recognize Bhagwan? Narad ji is saying that he will come. Abir bhavati. He will manifest. He will reveal. Immediately question, how will I recognize? When the cell phones were not there, when somebody used to come to an airport where nobody is there, they don't know anybody there. So somebody with the placard will come there, I am here to receive you, or the hotel people will send. So our driver will go. They will not give you the car number and all that. Well, a person from our side will go. Some representative of the hotel will be there. So he will stand there with a placard, Mr. So-and-so. So you see your name and you come in. But who is going to tell me this is Bhagwan? Who is going to tell me? Okay. The sutra says, Anubhavayati cha bhaktan. Bhagwan, it is the duty of Bhagwan. It is the job of Bhagwan. He will introduce himself. So that is Bhagwan's job. So our job is what? Our job is to do our sadhana, that's all. Other part, we will have to allow it to happen. We have to allow it to happen. Like while going into the sleep every day, we do our part, that's all. Going into sleep is not in our hand. Making arrangement is our job. Similarly, sadhana is our job. And by doing the sadhana, Narad ji says, he will reveal himself. Aayega, jarur aayenge. And he will introduce himself. So what we should do? We do the Navada Bhakti. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Pad, Sevanam, Archanam, Bandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Or you follow according to Ramayana. In Ramayana also, Sabri to Sabri, Lord has said that you do the satsang first, this and that. Same thing is there. Everywhere though, you have to do this. Okay. So Bhagwan will do his part. He will make you recognize and realize. So in Narad Bhakti Sutra, you will find the special one special thing that the Narad Bhakti Sutra tells about Bhakta and Bhakti. It does not say anything about Bhagwan. We have come nearly to the end of all sutras. We are in sutra number 80 perhaps, no?
Yes.
Only 4 sutras are left. But nothing was said about Bhagwan. And in the rest of 4 also, nothing is said about Bhagwan. Why so? Because Bhagwan will reveal himself. Bhagwan will reveal himself. In Gita also it is said, for the bhakta, dadami buddhi yogam tam. I will give buddhi to him. What is this dadami buddhi yogam? Dadami buddhi yogam. According to the circumstances, he will send a guru in your life.
Dadami Buddhi Yogam, it is his job. Demand and supply of Guru is controlled by Lord. We find many, many instances in Bhagavatam. Many, many instances. Vidurji approached Uddhav. Uddhav said, I got the knowledge from Bhagwan. Bhagwan gave me the knowledge of self. Immediately Vidurji said, oh, you give it to me. He said, no. Bhagwan has said that you have to go to Maitreya. Devuti wanted knowledge from Kardam, her husband. Husband said, wait, your son will give you. See? So demand and supply is in the hand of Bhagwan. Okay. But he sometimes he does it from inside also. He will reveal himself from inside. Many Sant Mahatma you will find they have not gone to any Gurukul or Guru. One of them is the Raman Maharshi. We don't find a Guru for Raman Maharshi. Nowhere it isn't there is a Guru for Raman. He rebuilt from inside. That he can do. Okay. So but the question remains, how will I come to know Bhagwan? Come to know Bhagwan. And we have said he will reveal himself. But thoda sa ishara karo. Give me some hints. No hints can be given. So one person has tasted salt, sour, hot, chili, everything, but he has never tasted sweet. So one person said, okay, do you know how is this sugar? Have you ever tasted? No, I have never seen. Now the person who has not tasted sugar, he is saying, is it like salt? No. It is like the hot chili? No. It is bitter? No. Like Karela? No. Is it combination of 2, 3, 4? No. So what is the sweetness? He said, okay, open your mouth. And he put some sugar granules. So he said, taste it. Now he tastes. Then he says, it is different from salt. It is different from chilies. It is different from bitterness. It's not bitter also. It's not sour also. It is something altogether different. So therefore, when the Bhagwan comes, it is not like the experience which we have got in this world. It is altogether different from all the experiences of sukh we have got from worldly things. We have experience of sukh from the worldly thing, but that experience is altogether different from our experience, and we can't say the combination of these two is Bhagwan's sukh. No, we can't say that. Okay. Anandam Brahmano Vidvan na viveti kutaschaneti. Ananda Brahman is different. He makes his bhakti realize and experience it. That is his job. So what we have to do? We have to do our job. What is our job? We have to do our sadhana. We have to do our sadhana. We understand everything. The God will come, he will reveal himself. But we have to do our sadhana. Sadhana, we have to, there is no way out.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.